Evening, everybody. This is Kevin V in the house, WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. And we're going to be hanging out for the next hour, so you'll be listening to Unseen Exposure. And as always, kicking it off with a blast, this is Back to Back by The Chariot. Turn it up, guys.
We both know we're both gonna die. There's a difference with
song there. Pretty cool song there. You know what that's called? The song is called... This song is called... That's the actual title. This song is called... That was by The Devil Wears Prada. Before that was Paper Hanger by Me Without You. And then, of course, kicking it off with a bang. Back to Back by The Chariot. You're listening to Unseen Exposure. Kevin V in the house. Thanks, everybody, for hanging out with me. We're going to kick it back a little bit next. We're going to play some old Freddie Cannon. This is Palisades Park. Really groovy track. Kind of roots of rockabilly, roots of rock and roll. Hope you all dig it.
Flying.
Welcome back. You're listening to me, Kevin V, with Unseen Exposure. And we are nearing the first half of the show, which means we'll be back shortly after this for the concert calendar. Got some good stuff coming up. Got some art events coming up. Got some film events coming up. I'll share them all with you. But first, let's get the recap out of the way. So that last one was by the band Stabbing Westward, and the song is called Perfect, off their self-titled. And then before that, the instrumental sort of groovy, jazzy bass there, that was Animals as Leaders with Physical Education. And that entire band consists of three individuals with instruments you would not believe. There is a drummer, obviously, but the other two members just play, I think they're eight-string guitars. Yeah, two eight-string guitars. So you have the very high notes and you have the very low notes you can play on it, and essentially you can play the guitar like a bass and a guitar. So that's how they get that funky rhythm. And then before that you heard Freddie Cannon with Palisades Park. That was that early rock and roll song. So up next we have a really cool song off a really cool album, and it is written by the band Monine, but it is performed by Alexis on Fire. And what these two did is they came together for an EP and they played each other's songs. So Monine picked three Alexis on Fire songs and covered them, and Alexis on Fire did the same with Monine. As far as I know, this was the only occurrence of this and the only record I could find, but I'm going to do a little bit of research, see if there's any others, because I'd love to see some more takes on that. I mean, there was the Back to School jam that came out a couple of years ago where bands covered other bands. Wolves at the Gate covered a Thursday song, and a Thrice song, and there was a couple others in there, but this is the first I've seen for entire EP, and they do a really good job at it. I mean, this song, there's a lot of little whimsical notes you'll see when they start making the noises with their mouths for different instruments and parts towards the center of the song, later part of the song. But yeah, so hope you all enjoy it. And after that, we're going to kick it down a little bit with one of my favorite songs by the band The Format, which, if you're not aware, the singer went on to start the band Fun, but this was his project prior to then. And it's called On Your Porch. Really, really good song. A lot of emotion. And then we'll take it back from there. We'll come back with a concert calendar. So thanks for listening. And if you missed any tracks and you're listening through a radio or anything analog like that, if you jump on our site, which is wjrh.org, up on the top you can see all the songs currently playing. And I'll hopefully restate them here as well. So here we go. This is Monine covering Alexis is on Fire, Passing in America. Actually, it's the other way around. This is Alexis on Fire covering Monine.
The past. Sam's guitar. that's the way it's been ever since we were kids. But now we've got something to prove. And I can see their eyes. But tell me something, can they see mine? 'Cause what's left to lose? I've done enough. And if I fail, well then I fail. But I gave it a shot. In these last 3 years, I know they've been hard. But now it's time to get out of the desert and into the sun. Last night, the smoke, it sank into my skin. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's right. Y'all know what time it is. Time for the concert calendar. So got a few up here for the week. Next couple weeks coming up. These are all actually at the Alternative Gallery, which is located in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And if you haven't been there, you should go visit. It's a really cool place. Lots of artist studios. They do music events. They do community events. There's a DVD and movie store. And there's a really cool coffee shop, too. Check it out. But anyway, these are all going on. So today is the big kickoff for...
the Open World Animation Festival.
A little dramatic there. But anyway, it's a four-day, all-animated film festival showing films, hundreds and hundreds of films from all over the world. And tonight is the kickoff night for it. So what you do is there's different block segments. So there's, you know, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, some are four. And basically you just pay by what you want to see and when it is. So if you go to their website, which is, I think it's the Open World Animation Fest. Let me see if I can find it here. I'm on their Facebook right now. But you can see what the schedule is and what's going on. Definitely really cool. You know, open up your eyes a little bit to just what the world of animation is. So like I said, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all day and night, starting at, I think, 12 every day and going till about 10 at night on the weekends, and then tonight and tomorrow from 7 p.m. until, I think, 10 or 11 it's going on. Right, so the next one is Hubba Baluba, the 8th edition of it, which is Agent Orange, and this is a really cool event. It's Friday, March 31st, so next Friday. And basically what it is all over the Alternative Gallery, there are different bands playing at different times. So there's a band upstairs, there's a band downstairs, and, you know, they're doing their thing. And there's everything from stand-up comedy to noise band to rockabilly to metal to anything you can think about is going to be there. And like I said, if you check out their Facebook, go to the Alternative Gallery, everything's on there as well as on their website if you don't use Facebook. Right, and the next one is going to be, it is April 8th, it's the Art of Deception EP release show. And there are a lot of bands on the lineup, so let's roll these through this pretty quick. You have Sentinels, Aurora's Demise, Young Graves, Creatures with a K from Beneath, Inhibitor, and the Art of Deception themselves. And that, again, is Sunday, April 8th, doors at 6, and it's $8. Last one is going to be April 28th, so the end of next month. Same place, Those Maniac Seas, Super City, GSGA, and Small Mess are all playing. $6 at the door, music at 7:30, doors at 7. Alright, so that about wraps that up for now. We got about 20 minutes left of the show, and we got a couple tracks left. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4 more if we can get to them. The first I'm going to play is a little bit of a... take a little bit of detour here from our typical music at this show. We're going to go to a little bit of jazz fusion, which I normally don't play. I mean, I play metal-inspired jazz, or jazz-inspired metal, I should say, the other way around. We don't play too much jazz, but this is an artist I've been listening to for at least 10 years now. Never got to see them live, and then, awesomely enough, they played Lafayette College here, over the winter, and I got to see him finally in a very, very small venue, and is very intimate, very, you know, my mind was blown away by them. The main artist is Hiromi Uehara. That's normally what they go by. Sometimes the Hiromi Trio. Sometimes she plays with some other people, Chick Corea, so the name varies, but this is called Take Me Away, and it's off the newest album, Spark, and it's a little bit of a longer song, but just chill with it. You know, don't try to fight it. I think you'll all like it, especially if you like the other music you've heard so far tonight. So, not to ramble on any further, here we go. Take it away. Thank you. So almost out of here for the evening. That was the band Nora with Two and a Shot of Jack. And before that was that jazz song I talked about, Hiromi Uehara, with the track Take It Away. So we got two songs left, and I got to get out of here right at 7. So let's see if we can pull these in. I got a couple minutes left. But anyway, I just want to introduce the next two, and the last band we'll be talking a lot more about next week because they're actually playing live next Friday. And that band is a Contortionist, and we'll be hearing the title track off of their Intrinsic album called Hollow Movement. But right before that, this one is a song by Gene Vincent, roots of rockabilly as well, very 50s sound. It's called The Night Is So Lonely, and there's just something about this track that's always stuck with me. I mean, it's very simple, very minimal. But there's this haunting quality to it, something that you would see in a David Lynch film or, other surrealist work such as that. So, it's a really good track to it. It's not sad or anything like that, or scary. It just has that quality to it that you don't get in a lot of newer music. So Gene Vincent with The Night Is So Lonely, and then we're going to kick it out of here with The Contortionist with Hollow Movement. So thanks for hanging out. Thanks for sticking around. Same time, same bat channel next week, Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Hanging out with me again. Thanks, everybody.
Then the night is so lonely. Oh. by the stars in the heavens above. I look for you and found my true love. I love you, that is true. So long.
Have a good night, everyone. Signing out, putting the automation system back on.